I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo, digital media.
What's up, everybody? Show powered by cannabis and Teebs of Adrian. Check them out at Teebs.green. They have all the cannabis you need. If you want to go on vacation, but don't have the money to go on vacation, just get a little green in you. You'll feel like you're on vacation all the time. It's the way you go on vacation when you can't. It's a poor man's $5 vacation. $5, get a little pre-roll, and you're on vacation. It's that easy, man. Check out Teams.
Just do your neighbors a favor and put a towel at the bottom of the door so they don't have to smell it when they're on their way to work and be pissed off that you didn't share.
Okay, boomer.
Right?
I'm pissed off they didn't share, not that they were smoking it.
I just don't know. I just don't think it's what we've talked about already. It's not a big deal anymore. It's just accepted. I'm gonna have a gummy or a pre-roll. What's the matter, D? Hold on. We want to hear your family's combo. Want to hear what's
going on? Where did you put the cookies? I don't know, buddy.
Where did you what put cookies, the cookies? Are you
talking Demetrius.
6:40 in the morning.
Oh, the cutout cookies?
Cookies.
The cutouts?
Yes.
I think I ate the last two. Oh. My bad.
Oh.
That is his right as man of the house.
I didn't know. They didn't have a post-it note or nothing on them.
What the worst parent ever. You know what I love too? is that I'm not the only shitty parent to where my kids got. I'd walk around and I'd say, oh, my kid's got a Mountain Dew in her hand at 6 in the morning. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, I thought you were going to say because you ate the last of the cookies they wanted. Now, I'm lucky to have three of the young ones here because if there's less than three of anything, I've got the green light. I'm like, oh, well, there's not enough for all three, so I'll eat the last two cookies.
You're avoiding a fight.
That's me being a good parent. Is eating.
Good job, Donnie. I'm going to say
he had Lunchables for breakfast like 3 days in a row, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Mom of the Year.
What? That's high society. Lunchables are like the bomb.
I tell you what, my kid Cohen is like the best negotiator in the world because he will overload. Like he'll go, "Can I get some candy?" And I'm like, "Sure." And then he'll bring so much candy in a bowl to me. Like he'll go, "Look, this is what I got." And I'm like, "You can't eat that much." And so I take what I think is an appropriate amount away, which is still a little less than what he should be having. You know, I'm like, shit. But like, he's just, so I feel like it's a win when I get to take half. But he's like, I'm planning on eating a quarter of this. So you've given me an extra quarter.
Yeah.
He starts high. You know, and he's ready to work down.
That's what, you know. Good. They taught us that in the car business back in the day when I sold cars 20 years ago. And they said that, your payment was going to be $690. $690? What? Wow. Well, really, the payment's like $300. But, you know,
what kind of cars were you selling 20 years ago that was $690 payments?
No, it really was. That's what you hit them at. You got to hit them high.
Bro, it doesn't take much to get to 690.
But see,
20 years ago,
you tried to get them off that three because 300 is where everyone wants to be. A $300 car payment doesn't matter if the car is $20,000 or $40,000 or $60,000. They want.
I want the $120 a month payment they talk about in the ad. I don't know anyone that actually gets that.
once in a while.
Yes, they always made sure at the car dealership you always had to have one. You had to have one car at the payment because they list usually in the newspaper. I don't know, this is years ago, but they listed the little serial number down there, and that's the one car that you get at that price. So then you always have the old guy that would come in and be there early. Give it all right here, Grandpa. Here you get the one car at the deal and get you out of here. And then now we get everyone else in here so we can get more money out of it.
And now you can't be sued.
Right, exactly.
Well, technically, they wouldn't have that car anymore, so I don't know. I don't know if that'll work.
Donnie, this is why you had to struggle so hard to rebuild the name of car salesman.
I know.
This is why. Because of Andrew.
I was just doing what I was told. I didn't.
Yes, all right, Nazi guard.
Yeah. just following orders.
All right, there you go. There you go. Heinz Datsun's 1990 Salesman of the Year.
I was.
Were you selling?
You sold Datsuns?
I sold Nissans. All right.
That's the same thing, right?
It's the same, thing, though.
Still part of the Axis powers.
Here's the worst thing. When I found out I was a shitty salesman, because we worked at a place that had like five dealerships in one. So like there was a Honda, the next door was the Nissan where I worked, the next door was another one. I can't remember what they were, but there were like four or five of them. But it was one finance department. So you know, you'd walk them down to one finance department to get their car finished. So you know, it was a bad day when you walk down to the finance department to get some water or something to eat or whatever, and you walk by the finance and the dude that you freaking that walked away said, "No, I'm just looking." Walked away, is back there in the finance from one of the other dealerships and the better salesman got him to buy a car. You're like, "Oh man, I'm terrible at this."
I feel like it's when you have.
That's when you stick your head in the door and go, "You're a liar."
I wanted to so bad.
Mister? I'm just looking, Mister. This is just a roll in the hay, huh, Mister? You're a sales whore, is what you are.
You are a sales whore. And then, like they'll see me on the side of his eye, but doesn't want to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I see you. Yeah. Look at me, motherfucker. Look at me. Yeah. Liar. You're a liar.
Yeah.
You are.
You just see him in a bar and throw a drink in his face.
When I go to the car dealer on there, if I'm going to Kia, I'm only going to talk to Donnie. I'm choosing my salesman before I get there. But otherwise, if I'm just going to a random car dealer, I still want to choose my salesman. I don't want the guy that randomly approaches me on the lot while I'm looking. I want to find the really hungry salesman, and that's the guy that I want to talk to. The guy that's like, "I've only sold one car this month. I'm barely on the board," and that's the guy I want. But
the guy that's chasing you down is the hungry salesman, though.
No, that they're just told to do that. That's just part of what their thing is.
Donnie's just listening to all this bad information. They don't even know what they're talking about.
No, I mean, you'd be lucky to get chased on certain dealerships. You'd be lucky to get greeted when you're still outside, depending on where you go. Mm. So you would think, I mean, obviously there's a stigma, but talk to some people that have been in the market recently, or even just think about the last time you bought a car. How many lots did you go to where you walked around outside, then had to go inside? And it's like,
hey, is anyone working in cars?
Oh my God.
When I was car shopping, I left numerous lots because I couldn't find anybody to help me.
That's so, the worst feeling in the world.
So there's a
people
few
get
like,
mad.
They'll come out and say to you like, can I help you? And if you say, "I'm just looking," they leave you alone. They don't bother you. They don't, if you need anything, come find me, or here's my card and call me. But I didn't get that. I didn't get chased down by anybody.
Yeah. I'm saying that you should be greeted as soon as possible, because when you're ready to buy something and there's no one to help you, it's like the most frustrating thing in the world. It's like, I'm looking for something to buy and I can't find nobody.
Yeah, this isn't Walmart. I'm looking to drop 30 grand here. I'm not here picking up the night's groceries here. Let's come on.
I'm going to say good morning to Heather. And Brenda says good morning. Surprise, it's a Thursday show. Connie, good morning. Chris Atwater, good morning. Richard, good morning, everybody. Yes, we try to do Wednesdays. I had a lot of stuff going on. I was supposed to have a lot of stuff going on yesterday, but so it's two. I'm leaving. It's two. What's yesterday? Tuesday night. I'm leaving.
Wednesday.
Amazon. Well, yeah, Tuesday night. I'm leaving Amazon at 2 a.m.
You're working at Amazon?
No.
No, it was food truck. Yeah, we were food truck. We were feeding the troops.
Awesome.
So it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I get home from Amazon and I always open. It's always an adventure to open the trailer door to make sure to hope that nothing fell. it's always scary. It's like, oh fuck, I forgot that, and now it's all over the floor. I didn't lock the fridge. Tomatoes on the floor, and I'm it's always an experience. So you open the door, and I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. The refrigerator fell the fuck over. 260 pound refrigerators fell up, brand new.
How are you picking that back up?
I had to get Colleen.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Some men wake their women up at 3 a.m.
I had to wake my very strong wife up, and she then with the power of just one forearm put it back into place and then handed me my purse and told me to go back inside while she slaps this bear around.
Of course he had to call Colleen. I don't even, his mic's muted.
He's probably having to talk to her right now.
Yeah, he's probably called her to come down and fix his computer too.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Did you guys see that conversation they posted about the gas yesterday?
Yeah.
Andrew and Colleen.
Yeah, because Colleen fills it up because Andrew runs out of gas a lot. Like a lot.
How do you run out of gas?
Like, because he tries to make it home so that when she gets in the car, she's got to put gas in it because he doesn't want to put gas in it.
That can't be it.
You just throw like $2 in on the way.
That can't, I mean, like I have what I like to call an uncomfortableness when it comes to a certain point on my gas gauge. Like once it gets to like maybe a quarter of a tank, I'm uncomfortable. So I have to put gas in the car. You know, Kara feels like a gas tank is like a muscle. And the more you work it out, the longer it will last. So
like, I mean, no, there's been plenty of times. There's been plenty of times I've pulled into the gas station where my little gauge says 0 miles and out, 0 miles left and everything. But I've never run out of gas.
Well, you were close.
I was close, but I've never actually run out of gas because I'm conscious of it. And I make sure I hit the gas station and I'm not trying to screw over my wife, apparently. Apparently, that's the secret
look
ingredient.
Look at you looking out for your imaginary wife.
She's very mean.
How many times has your imaginary wife come home angry, imaginary angry with you because you didn't put gas in her imaginary minivan, and she was stuck at the grocery store with two imaginary kids who were hungry, who wanted to get home, and you hadn't put gas in the car? Oh, that's right. Never, because it was imaginary.
Ouch.
So anyway,
I'm gonna go cry now.
So I get her. So we get the fridge up. It's 2 a.m.
Wait, Andrew, they want to know why you run out of gas. They want to know why. Why does that happen?
I don't know. It does happen quite often.
How do you not know? It's happened enough times where you should have like formulated a hypothesis.
It's happened enough times that Colleen carries a gas can full of gas in two different cars. You guys,
we have like 7 gas cans now because there's time every. And then I ran out of gas, and then we don't have a gas can on us, so we got to go buy another gas. I don't know why I run out of gas so often. I don't even have a hypothesis. I'm stupid.
I do. I have like look. I've talked to a bunch of therapists, and this is a classic trust issue. You don't trust your gauges. You think the gauge is lying to you. Yes. You're like, you know what? Fuck you, gas gauge. You told me the last time I had a quarter of a tank and I couldn't make it somewhere and I made it. So now I don't trust. You just don't trust people, Andrew. That's what it is.
I have a lack of trust.
No, it's because he doesn't want to put gas in the car, so he's hoping he can get home. So when Colleen gets in the car, she's got to go put gas in the car.
No, that's half. It's half right. I'll get you, Donnie. Go ahead, Donnie.
Okay. My hypothesis is that he doesn't even know he's that low. Like, he's got so much going on in his brain that, like, looking at the gauge isn't on. It just doesn't work. Priority. It just doesn't fit in. Yeah. It's just like he runs out and he's like, priorities. Oh.
And gas gauge is like number 25.
But it even gives you like a beep. Like doesn't your gas gauge
not
like
Andrew's
beep?
Cars.
Andrew has $1,000 really cars, remember?
Andrew, oh, that's Andrew's right, that's cars. Right. You know how Andrew's cars tell him they're out of gas? They stop. That is how Andrew's cars tell him he is out of gas.
My car starts warning me at 75 miles left.
Those are nice cars.
Okay, the real reason then.
You were zero to empty.
The real reason he runs out of gas is because it feels just like a breakdown, but when you notice it's just run out of gas, it feels pretty good.
It's a relief.
It's a dopamine rush.
Here's what I really think it is. I really do run myself till I'm exhausted. So I'm like, I'm going to get up in the morning and feel fresh and get gas in the morning. And that's and sometimes
wow. Did you hear his conscience? Did you hear it? It was crazy. Like his inner voice is so loud, it's outer.
You heard my inner voice there? You heard it? Wow. And it sounds a lot like my wife.
I know. My inner voice sounds like that too. Well, not like your inner voice. But
I was gonna say that's weird, D.
Dude, if my inner voice sounded like Colleen, I would fucking get shit done all the time.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
She's fixing his computer. She's like, hold on, we can't have witnesses.
He's gonna come back on with a black eye.
We have Maisie with us. And I ask Maisie and I go, well, who do you want to ride with, Daddy or me? And her exact words were, does he have gas in the car? And I said, yes, pumpkin. He goes, well, how much? And I said,
wow. It's become part of his persona.
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's when I know I run out of gas too much. The first thing she'll do is check the gas gauge. Like when she gets in the car, and she will make sure. She's like, Daddy, you need gas. I'm like, it's at a quarter of a tank. I have plenty of gas. No, you have to get gas. Like, and she's a worrier anyway.
He's like, I got a quarter of a tank. I've got plenty of gas. Now let's go to Vegas.
How does it feel that your kids now feel like they live in the world of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, where gas is the thing that drives the society? Do you have gas, Master Blaster? Who run Butter Town?
He had to hurry up and jump back in so we could defend himself.
Oh, God. Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't even know.
We're talking about your...
Oh, the fridge. So the fridge, we get the fridge at 2 o'clock. Oh, yeah. I knew I couldn't do a show on Wednesday. I'd be shit. I'd have 3 hours sleep. So we kind of moved it to Thursday. Everyone was cool with that. And so that's why we're here on Thursday and weren't here.
I'm just curious why the fridge isn't secure to the side of the truck.
It was. It just broke free. You act like it was just thrown in there like a kitchen. Like we just plugged it in and then we're like, cross our fingers and hope for the best. Like that's something that happened.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, I figure if it would be secured, it's not just going to fall over.
I know.
Well, you're right. If it was secured, it would not have fallen over. But evidently, something broke free.
He didn't mention it about.
No, we put it on wheels, Chris. We just put a refrigerator on wheels, plugged it in, and then attached it to a truck, and then drove willy-nilly.
I didn't even know you were involved in this thing.
That's exactly how it happened.
His face is on the side of the truck.
I'm talking about this particular incident, not the whole thing.
But just in general, though. In general. Yeah. So anyway, it was the food truck thing. It's very interesting and very fun. It's very tiring.
Wait.
It's a lot of fun, but I'm to the point where, in the winter, I'm thinking about why can't we take it south? Let's go south, Demetrius. Let's go south. You bring your kid.
We'll live like carnies without any of the responsibility of putting together a ride.
Yeah. Join a carnival.
Follow the be like Demetrius original is in charge Oz. Of the gas.
Demetrius, you are in charge of the gas for
dude, it'll be awesome. I can finally put on my shoulder pads with the big spikes on them.
And Colleen just messaged me. Sorry, D, I gotta say this. Colleen just messaged me and said, obviously none of these people have been in the car with Andrew driving. That would explain how the fridge fell. You guys, it's so true. He's the worst fucking driver. I cannot. I feel like every time I get in the car, I have to pray and like make my peace with Jesus just in case.
Which is crazy because I doubt you're like that phone to heaven rings a lot. Like, you know, like I don't think your line, like when I think it goes off, I think people pay attention. Like, you know, Michael is like, holy shit, the Gina phone is ringing. And guys like, pick it up, see what the fuck it is.
Because Andrew still drives like he's in LA.
No, the Gina phone rings and God's like, oh, she's in the car with Andrew today. That's how that goes down.
I do. It doesn't. But here's the weird thing. There's a tiny, tiny little electric stove on the counter, and I forgot to buckle that in. I forgot to bungee that in, and it didn't even move. Yet this 260-pound fridge fell over. So it's not like I wasn't driving crazy.
Ask how a fridge fell down. Then he's not even securing the stove.
The fryer probably looked at the fridge and was like, "Bitch."
Oh, all right. It's 7 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. A special Thursday episode of the show. If you're watching, if you could just do a little sharesies or do some comments. The comments help the algorithms. The sharesies help the algorithms, you know, where you sharesie the show on whatever you're doing and wherever you're watching or whatever, that stuff. So we do all that social media stuff that helps the algorithms.
I'd like to apologize to Algorithm right now for what Space Jam, the legacy, did to it.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
But
that thing was a hot piece of garbage. I stopped watching after like a quarter of the
movie. I heard it was good.
Oh my God, no.
I saw a great meme, and it says, please remember that Space Jam was made for children, not for your dumb 50-year-old ass.
First of all.
The kids loved it.
See?
All right. Ashley won't even watch it because she's such a Michael Jordan fan. And she loves LeBron too, but she's like, no, I just can't.
That's where I draw the line.
That's where I draw the line of him taking over Michael's legacy.
Ashley's one of my favorite humans. I love her so much.
Even her posts online, she's just so hysterical.
I had to add her to my favorite because she makes me smile a lot. So you gotta surround yourself with things that make you happy.
Right.
So Ashley makes me happy. So I had to add her to my favorite. So I see her post first thing.
Yes. Which is amazing.
Donnie's hurrying up and adding her to his favorites right now in case she's listening.
I didn't know that.
Trying to think if she did anything funny the last couple of days.
She always does. It's on social media. She's so funny. I love it. Either funny or sweet or heartwarming or motivational. She's amazing. All right. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Teebs of Adrian. Teebs is where you go to where you get CBD, you get THC, you can get it all because obviously that stuff is illegal in Michigan. So if you're a Michigan friends, you're very lucky to have Teebs there in Michigan with you. Now the website is teebs.green, and they have everything too. They have pre-rolls, they have edibles, they have cartridges, concentrates, topicals. All of it can be found over at Teebs. So make sure you go shop there. Let them know you.
And CBD. They have so many different CBD products there. It's amazing. CBD for dogs, CBD for CBD for people.
Yes. So please go to Teebs of Adrian and check them out. Also, Hot Rods Auto Detailing. I always see people on Facebook saying, hey, we need to get our car cleaned. Hot Rods is the place to do it. They come to you, which is great. Rodney is amazing. His attention to detail is phenomenal and loves his work. He's passionate about it. It's a brand new business. We talked about being the aggressive guy. He's the aggressive go-getter that you want working on your car. Hot Rods Auto Detailing. Anyone got anything they want to talk about? If not, I got a bill
in the mail from the University of Toledo Medical Center for my son's COVID vaccine.
Oh, I thought those were free.
Me too. I did. Yeah.
That's weird.
Right? It was $62.58. And I was stunned. And I called and it seems that nobody, this is what's the best advice. I'm almost positive this is on the don't say these things, like written on a piece of paper, real big. Don't say this in the billing department. They were like, "Don't pay it."
Wow.
They were like, "We don't know. Don't pay it."
Whenever I signed up for my COVID vaccine, I did it through the health department, and they still asked me for my insurance info.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said it was free, but they still asked for my insurance info.
Yeah, they asked for all my insurance info too, for mine and the kids.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think of the return of this? We're now looking at we're almost looking at a fourth wave. And this wave is
only to the unvaccinated.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that though, D. So
more of like a nod.
Yeah, that's very true. And it is happening amongst the non-vaccinated people. The problem is that when a virus has a lot of hosts, it has a higher chance of mutation, which means that it can mutate and start affecting us vaccinated people. So that's where the problem lies, is that if you choose to not get vaccinated and it affects you, that's your business. That's fine. But eventually it's going to mutate. And we're going to get it, and we're going to be back to square one and completely shut down again.
But
that's where we're heading.
If your vaccine works, then why do you care?
Right. Did you not hear everything that just came out of my mouth?
I literally, that's the response I have gotten from saying the same exact thing to people.
Yeah. Don't get fucked up. I haven't had enough coffee for you.
They repeat that over and over again.
It is 100% effective against fatality. And that is what, yeah, I may catch COVID. I may have like a version of it, but it ain't going to kill me.
Right.
You know, so yeah, well, I'll get sick. But you know what? I'd rather get sick than get dead. So
here's the other thing. If we're letting this virus continue to live around, like Gina said, there's going to be a mutation that's going to arise that's not going to be covered by. So it's going to fuck us all because it's not going to be covered by the vaccine. Number one. Number two, kids under 12 can't get the vaccine. So if you're choosing to not get vaccinated, but you are around children, or if you know someone that's around children, you can still pay. It's so stupid. It's like you have
keeping it around.
Yeah, we're keeping it around for no reason. It's a great thing.
Hey, I want COVID to be around so long it gets a Vegas residency. That's like
COVID, the COVID show. Is this just somebody COVID standing dope. Up there
opening
coughing?
Up for Usher? That's what I want. I want COVID opening up for Usher.
Oh yeah, it's really frustrating. Like I can't even. I'm to the point. I still don't watch the news anymore. I can't stand it. I can't stand the stupid. I don't want to talk to people about it. I don't want to bring it up ever. It is the dumbest shit. I just don't even understand.
It's like no. Someone wrote. There's nowhere in the world. There's you can't even imagine a place where a miracle cure has been discovered to something, and they're paying you to take it, and you choose not to. It's like
wait, you don't find that suspect. All the contest and all the drawings, and that's the other thing that they keep going at. So it's all suspect. Why do they have to do the drawings if it's so good?
Because your stupid ass won't take it.
Right. They're doing drawings because you're an idiot, not because it doesn't work.
I know. When my 15-year-old is like, can I get the vaccine? When my 15-year-old is saying, I'm uncomfortable being out here not being vaccinated, and he is aggressively pursuing me to get this done for him.
Yes.
It gives me pause when I hear like grown ass people say some shit like, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 have been killed by the vaccine. And you're like, where is that in the news? I even watch your crazy ass news and I haven't even seen anything like that.
I want to give you some perspective on that. Not you, but these people. So I think it was like Norway or something like that.
Can I just tell you, it's so nice being black and being able to use the phrase "these people." It is liberating. I now see why so many white people love that phrase. These people. Stupid. It just sets you apart. You haven't even won a race, but yet you're better.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's not someone out here that doesn't believe in us. You can't go, you people, because you people are a good one. You people.
In Norway, there was they started with the elderly when they started vaccinating. Mm-hmm. So they vaccinated a bunch, all the elderly. I don't know that it was Norway. I'm just saying that because I'm something like that.
So one of the Nordic countries.
Yes. Yeah, so out of
something that ends in Sven.
out of the 1,000 people, these are completely made up numbers, but out of the 1,000 people, like 25 people died after receiving the vaccine. The headline read 25 people dead after vaccine. You guys, these are 80 plus people in nursing homes. 20 out of 1,000 died within 2 weeks of receiving the vaccine. I'm going to go ahead and guess that those 20 people were probably already almost dead. Because, and we count, and they counted them as death, deaths from after the COVID vaccine. So that's what triggered a lot of people, was that that's, one news article.
It's Norway. Like, I don't read Cambodian news and get and then walk outside and go, where are the boa constrictors? 14 people were killed by boas.
Well, and that's the problem with social media now, is that you can pick the outliers, the anomalies, and you can give them so much, you can focus on them so much that it seems like that's the norm. And it's unfortunate that that's where we're at in the crazy world that we live in right now. But that's where we're at.
My news filter, like, because I don't watch news on TV, but I will read it on the internet. But my filter has gotten so good that if they don't put the lead in the headline, I'm not clicking on it, because you can tell when they're baiting you. You know what I mean? Yep. And obviously, it's their job. They've got to be. They've got to try to get attention. But if there's too much of a gotcha feel to it, I'm not even clicking on it.
I know, because I don't want to. I don't want to know. I don't want to. I'm not ingesting it that way. Just not. I'm the same way. It's ridiculous. Yeah, So please get a vaccine, dude. Here's the problem: is we're going to screw our kids here in a month or so if this continues where it's at. They're already saying now the kids got to wear masks in school again, and we got
Perrysburg.
Back to why.
Well, not yet.
Perrysburg announced they weren't going to require it.
See, Perrysburg, there's Trumpers. There's so many people in Perrysburg that are just.
Well, my kid's school is not requiring it as of now, but these things, they say that now, but then in a month, everything changes.
Yeah, cases are up like 700% over the last 2 weeks or something ridiculous like that. So we saw how fast it spread the first time. And it's gonna happen again.
Look, let it happen. It's going to take care of so many things. We're not going to have a chicken wing shortage. We'll get back all those cars that they were driving. We'll get back, we're going to save about 500,000 in like gallons of milk. That's all I'm saying. There won't be a house shortage anymore because there'll be estate sales. This is going to free up a lot of
Thanos,
shit that we were worried about.
Thanos, calm down, Thanos.
I just want my fourth stimmy on there.
Fourth stimmy.
I want to mount my TV, and I want to get a blackout curtain for my balcony. All right, so give me that fourth stimmy. That's all I'm looking forward to.
By the way, can I see the? I want to see the drawing of you on the board. Can you go up a little bit? Look at that.
It's been up there for a while.
Has it?
I think so.
Yeah, one of my coworkers put it up.
I like it. Looks good.
Do you work with a fifth grader?
No, she literally stood there and like stared at my face while she was doing it, and so that's how I know she's
that's not insulting.
Yeah, right. Like,
that's what you came up with.
Like, I mean, you guys don't see it. You guys, it's. I mean, come on.
Man, no. those are not eyebrows. Those are eye nows.
I was just going to ask, did you get your eyebrows done since then?
Yeah,
too much upper lip and not enough forehead.
This was also done pre-haircut. So this was about nine and a half months of growth, but when she did it.
Really? So, that's 9.5 months? What is that? Like after your last chemo treatment?
No, well, no, she just didn't use a bunch of the black marker, but yeah, the eyebrows. It's
company,
don't really sell it.
Company products, right?
Yeah. All right. This portion of show brought to you in part by Teens.
I love that Josh still calls D Little Fingers from like 3 shows ago.
That comes from if you look at him on the side of the food truck, he's got little tiny fingers on the.
Hey. Everything's tiny until it's in your butt.
God, that is such a good wow! I never thought of that. That is really
it's all good. Perspective.
That is deep. All right, team
can debate. Be,
and also you. Teams of Adrian. Also, hey, Demetrius, if you need to get some insurance, right? Are you still doing insurance, right?
I still am, but can we like do that later, right? Like,
especially after yeah, not right comment. After that one.
You want to separate
booty insurance? You don't do booty insurance?
It's a tiny payment till it's in your butt.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you know what? Here's the best line ever. Don't let things catch you in the butt. I'm here to protect your butt.
I mean, that's pretty good.
You know how you can get more people, Demetrius? You know how you can get more people to talk to you about quotes and to be able to, you know, talk to them about insurance? Tell them you're bringing Limu Emu with you.
You know,
start bringing
a little puppet. Let me see if they make puppets. Hold on.
Yes, a little.
Just call them stinky little fingers.
when you're at an insurance quote or whatever, just have a little Limu Emu hand puppet and just have it just going off while like. They'll think you're normal.
Remember Romper? You probably don't. Like Romper Room.
Yes.
Yes. And like all the little kids, and it's like, and I see Timmy through the mirror, and I see Billy through the window. And then you pull out this weird ass puppet. No. Yeah. Probably not gonna be a thing.
We have to pull that up, Gina. We have to pool our resources.
What?
And we have to get up? This. No, Tifa's got it. We have to get this for Demetrius so he can take it to all.
Oh, that's cool.
Take it to all quotes. I'm bringing it.
Ooh, $60. $70? Oh, we know someone who can make that. We know. I don't know who, but we know someone who can make that.
D, if you're giving those out, I'll get a quote.
I know. See, D, I'm telling you,
dude, it's over a foot and a half tall.
Oh, is it? It looks little.
Wait till it's in your butt. How big is it?
Stop! I can't laugh this shirt. Hard for this long. I'm fat.
A lot of energy.
I don't have the stamina for this show.
Hey, Gina, we are, you know, I assume for like regular healthy people, they say laughter adds like years, you know. So we are literally adding weeks to your life.
So make sure you hit up D for insurance. Liberty, 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 liberty.
Okay. Our new tagline is Andrew Z in the morning. It's like going to the gym.
That's good.
And WTF News with Ebenezer Bushrod. Go ahead, Ebenezer.
That's a great introduction. Thanks for that, Andrew. All right, so... Out of got a Cinderella story happening out of England. On here out in New Waltham, which is just northeast of Lincolnshire, authorities have found a foot on the side of the road. They've done DNA testing, unable to find, has not found the owner of the foot. They have determined that it is a female, about 5'4". So they have put out a call for all female amputees that have recently lost their left foot to come forward so that they can match the foot to its owner.
I do have a question. Is this an actual like foot that was grown on you when you were born, or is this a
prosthetic foot?
No, this is an actual foot amputated from somebody.
That's terrifying, because there's probably the rest of her little body out there somewhere. It's so sad.
They believe likely that it's medical waste, and so that's why they're putting a call out to female amputees in the area,
or
so
Dexter,
they
the
foot, so they could take the foot and just match it to.
I like Jason. It was broken off into someone's ass.
It was a little foot.
My foot is your ass. Well, it's all in perspective, Gina. Once it's in your ass,
right? Yeah. It's, you know, they should be interviewing somebody's butt. Hey, have you seen this foot?
Man, I knew she had to get out of there by midnight, but she was in a big hurry.
Well, I would assume the search wouldn't be as difficult. I mean, it's not like you're trying to find a foot to fit a shoe. It's actually a foot to fit a leg.
What happened was she was dating Tiefel for she went on a date with Tiefel and she was trying to leave and he was holding onto her foot like she's trying to, you know, you pull your kid when they're holding onto your foot, and she decided it was even better to gnaw it off than it was to have to stay a minute longer in Tiefel's house.
That's how girls break up with Tiefel. They just chew off their foot and leave it in the basement next to the chain it was attached to. He goes, that's the sixth girl this month that broke up with me.
Bold of you to assume I can afford a basement.
Yeah, right. It's the new strain of you know, the Delta variant. This is the Mr. Potato Head variant. Pieces of your body just start falling off. Yes. Yes. All right. What else you got, Tifa?
Dateline Indonesia. An Indonesian man is accused of disguising himself as his wife, using her ID so that he could fly from Jakarta to his hometown, despite the fact that he had a positive COVID test. But because she had a negative PCR test, and he put himself head to toe in a niqab. Which, if you guys don't know what that is, that's the full-on covering.
I thought it was an Indian version of corn on the cob.
It's the Islamic women you see with the full-on head to toe covered everything with a little slit for the eyes.
Also known as the beekeeper.
Yeah. So he covered himself up. He passed himself off as his wife. He got onto the plane, and everything was kosher. And he probably would have gotten away with it had he not decided to then go to the plane's lavatory in full niqab and then exit in men's clothing and get noticed by a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't she just go in there? And then he comes out. And so she informed authorities. Their COVID task force met the plane, took the wearing PPE. They took the man off the plane, took him by ambulance to his house, and put him under quarantine where he will be observed for the next few weeks.
Have you ever been on a plane? And I don't like going to there's a bathroom, one at the front and one at the back. I don't like going to the front bathroom because I feel like people know how long you're in.
It'll push the nose down.
No, because I feel like I'm under pressure to go quickly because people are like, they're like, oh, he's in there a long time. What the f-? And so I don't.
Well, and when you get out, everyone's facing you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. I know.
Oh, hi.
That's when you do a little bow.
That's why I like going to the back one. It's a lot less people because the whole plane isn't staring at you as you're going to the bathroom and then coming out, and they're just like, oh, hey, what's up? Because they're all looking forward. Mm-hmm. It's so awkward. I hate it. But anyway, by the way, she said, Jason, on the last of this foot story, Jason said she shed her foot like a lizard shed its tail to get away from Tiefel.
He didn't say Tiefel. He just said to get away.
Oh.
You're the only one anyone's trying to get away from in here.
Yes, yeah.
It's implied.
You'll be adding your own editorials. So, all right. So, coming back to the United States, to the great state of Utah, mm-hmm. a woman is facing hate crime charges for destroying a Back the Blue banner. On there in Utah, police are designated as a protected class, and Utah law defines a hate crime as any offense to intimidate or terrorize another person or with reason to believe that an action would intimidate or terrorize. In the police report, the officer that witnessed it had pulled over someone else, and while he was conducting this traffic stop, he noticed the woman take the sign, stomp on it, crumple it up, and throw away, all while she was staring directly at him. In his police report, he says that she was trying to intimidate law enforcement with her actions. When she was questioned about where she got the sign, she gave multiple different stories about where she got it. At first, she said she got it from her mom. It turns out her mom lives in California, and the sign was local in nature. Then she tried to say she found it on the ground. She kept changing things around, but now she faces hate crime charges for intimidating police by destroying a sign.
I mean, if he was intimidated by that, I feel like cop is probably the wrong job for him. Like, he should probably pick a different career if stomping on a sign scares him.
I need more cops like that. Cops that just like when they get scared, they just report it instead of shooting it.
That
would be, I mean, that is a Utah cop kind of thing. And I appreciate that. You couldn't do that shit in Toledo or Detroit. You stomp on a sign and they go, well, he made a threatening gesture, and so we put 62 bullets in him.
He made the report and then went home, and it took him 3 hours to tell his story to all six of his wives.
They found a severed foot in his ass. It was crazy. Everything's bigger when it's in your butt.
Did you, Sue? I was out at Chevy's on Saturday night downtown, and dude, so it's like 2 o'clock. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 or 2. I can't remember what time it was, but you know, after midnight. And it's your bang, 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 and I thought it was fireworks. And all of a sudden, the cops start running because, you know, they have, you know, cops on the street patrolling or whatever. The cops just start running. And it was that the guy that got killed, he was shot 8 times with his girlfriend. Mm. And I was like, I mean, I didn't see the flash, but I mean, I heard it. So it was right there. It was like right across the street. It was the alleyway right across the street from where I was. I think that's the closest I've ever been to a shooting slash murder. Because the dude was 28 years old. He ended up dying. Yeah, it was crazy. And then, of course, everyone's outside partying at Chevy's because it's outdoors. So then all of a sudden, the crowd just starts kind of running away from where it was. And it was weird. It was surreal being that close to something like that Saturday night. I don't know. I've never experienced anything like it. It was really really, it was intense. It was intense because then, you know, you see cops, and that's what I got to say is there are some bad cops out there, and you know, we've talked about that before, but it's a fucked up job when you hear gunshots and they're running to, like, you don't know what it is, like they're hearing the same. He was standing next to me, two of them standing next to me. You hear gunshots, and everyone else is running this way, and they're running to the gunshots, not even knowing what the fuck they're about to get into. It's a scary line of work. You know, you don't know if there's one person, you don't know if there's 10 people, you don't know if you're being ambushed, you don't know if they're still there, you don't know if they're gunshot, you don't know if they left. Like, you don't know. When you're the first guy, you don't know anything, and they're just freaking running across the street to go into it. It was super surreal, and it was just scary. And I felt like, man, these guys, it is a tough job. They do not get paid enough to do that job.
No, they don't.
No. All right, Tivo, was that three? Is that it?
I mean, I have more if you want, but it just depends if you want it.
I think we're good.
He needs your consent. You know?
Well, everyone,
every
I think
other we're 20, week. He's like, you're going to listen to my fucking story. I don't care what time it is.
I know,
is right?
It. And this now, week he's like, well, if you want it.
It's almost as if he's been served with a restraining order.
It's not my fault you guys never give me enough time. But no, I have another one, but then you guys always give me shit because you're like, the last one is never as good.
Well, here's
let's see it. Let's hear it.
Oh, now you're Gina. We tell him three for 3 weeks in a row.
I know.
He stops at three, and now you want four.
What, because I have a point to prove. Go ahead, Tifo.
Yes.
Tell your point, story.
You have to understand when a woman says, okay, let me see it, it isn't because she's like, fine, I'm going to give in. She's really about to rub some shit in your face.
Yep.
Like, that is the only reason.
Any attention from a woman is fine with me.
Even when they're testifying against me.
I can't believe people.
All right, so Louis Angelino III has taken up to cleaning as a side job. So he's been doing it for friends, and he's been getting referrals from his friends for other people. And he had one such job recently where it was a friend of a friend, and the instructions were to go to the townhouse, and there'd be a key under the mat. He'd go in and do the cleaning. So he went to the townhouse. He found the key under the mat. He went in, made friends with the two cats inside, and proceeded to spend over 2 hours cleaning the townhome. And that's when his friend called him, asking him where he was. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm in the living room petting the cat right now. And that's when he was also informed that they don't own cats. Lewis had accidentally gotten the address wrong and had broken into a neighboring townhome and spent 2 hours spotlessly cleaning the home. So he got everything. He finished up. He got all of his stuff together. He left a note for the homeowners with his contact information so that they didn't completely freak out when they came home and saw a spotless house that neither of them were responsible for. they ended up calling him. And they all had a good laugh about it. Lewis never got paid for the job, but he's okay with it because he's like, well, they could have called the cops.
I have several questions. Number one, if he had to break into the house, why did the people not leave a key? Or why? I'm confused.
It's still considered breaking and entering, even if you had the key. They had a key under the mat, just like the house he was supposed to go to.
Who puts their key under their mat anymore? That's like they've been doing that for 100 years. I can't believe anyone would still put their key under a mat. That's crazy. You gotta at least get the fake rock, or you put it. You can't put it under the mat anymore. Everyone, that's the like first the place.
The first caveman was like, "We go on trip. I need you watch cave." And he's like, well, where's the key to get in? He goes, I put key under rock. And it just never changed.
Put the rock under the rock.
German?
Yes, they're all German.
Every accent is German today. Yeah.
What is wrong with you, Gina? And I understand that. Do you want to prove your point to Chris now?
No, actually, that wasn't terrible. But no, this is what you need.
It's the best compliment a woman ever gave me.
This is what terrible. You should do. So
Hey, how was that date? It wasn't terrible.
You put your biggest WTF at the end, and then you have to gauge how much time we have left. So after you do two, do we have time to do four, or do we have time to do three? If we have time to do three, do your big story at the end.
It's always three.
Or you guys, or you guys could just give me enough time to do all the stories.
Oh, God, no.
Then we have a quarter of the fucking show that's Tiefel, and you're not that funny.
I'm freaking hilarious, first off. So.
You're not a quarter of the show funny.
Wow.
That is a woman who has made plenty of men cry.
I know. Jesus.
That's true.
You're not that fucking funny, Tiefel. Jesus.
Wow.
You guys make me sound terrible.
She knows how to go for the hurt.
When did you know you were gay? Well, I talked to this girl named Gina, and
Colleen just came in. Is Gina okay?
No, she's not. She is not okay. She is. She's in the mood to crush dreams. Don't drop his pants around her. That is not going to be a thing today.
No.
Because I'm telling all the truth.
We're Donnie P, Chris Tiefel, Demetrius Nicodemus, Gina from Guillemina. I'm Andrew Z. Thank you guys for watching on this special Thursday. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye. Come on!
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital Media.